The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for tonight's game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the undefeated New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Fort Recovery 7-3 on the year, 3-1 in the MAC Conference. And New Knoxville is 8-0 on the year, and they are at 3-0 in the MAC Conference. So this is really a must-win for the Indians if they want to keep alive their hopes of repeating as conference champions as they were a year ago. In the junior varsity game tonight, it was Fort Recovery defeating New Knoxville 39-26. Breaking open a close game, it was only a two-point lead at the halftime, 19-17. Lady Indians pulled away to a 33-23 lead after three, and the final was 39-26. Fort Recovery was led by Alexis Wendell with 15. Mara Pearson had 11 points to lead the way. Alexis Wendell had 7. Also, Callie Wendell had 5 points, 2 for Elizabeth Allig. Kinsey Garkey had 2. And it was Grace Guggenbiller with 8 and Faith Wendell with 4 points. We're underway here with Whitney Rammel jumping for the Lady Indians, and the tap goes to New Knoxville. Jumping for the Lady Rangers was Carson Henshin. And we're underway here. New Knoxville in their red uniforms, undefeated on the year at 8-0. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and also in nearby Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Shot was missed by the Rangers. Fort Recovery has the rebound, and there's a shot up and good for a three-point basket. Kiki Wendell gets a three to get the Indians off to a flying start here. 3-0, Lady Indians on top. New Knoxville with the ball inside, up and in. Nice move by Avery Henshin. She drove inside and banked it off the glass and in to make it 3-2. Fort Recovery with a one-point lead. Here's Brenna Holman with the basketball. Goes top of the key, passing on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie looking for a teammate, now dribbling, spinning, stopping. Goes back outside to Kiki Wendell between the circles. Kiki will dribble the basketball. Right side it goes to Brenna Holman. Back out top to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate. Dribbles the basketball. Now goes down the left side of the lane. Scoops it back to Paige Portkamp. Paige will pass over here to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the ball. Passing over to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Brenna Holman. Three-point shot is no good off the mark. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. And here come the Lady Rangers. Once again, Indians lead 3-2. New Knoxville with the ball. New Knoxville's knocked off Coldwater, Versailles, and Marion Local in their league play. 3-0 in the conference. Two teams at 3-0 in the conference, Minster and New Knoxville. Two teams have one loss, including Fort Recovery, who's 3-1. New Knoxville still with the ball. Fort Recovery playing a tough defense here. Here's a shot from the sideline. It's no good. Almost went in for New Knoxville. Rebound Rangers up, no good again. Rebound Paige Fortkamp on the missed shot by Morgan Leffel. Left side, Allie Vaughn slips and almost fell down. Maintains her control. Back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget their location in Fort Recovery is open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday nights until 6 on Friday night. Kiki Wendell inside. It's up and good for the basket. Wendell gets her 5th point of the game, all 5 of the Lady Indians games. They're going to call the personal foul on Morgan Leffel, number 1 on Morgan. So Kiki will go to the free throw line for one free throw. Shots up, and it is in the basket. Good start for Fort Recovery. Looking pretty good here tonight. 6-2 on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians on top. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. A Over on the right side, here's a shot from the corner. It's up and no good by New Knoxville. Rebound comes down to Avery Hinchin. Hinchin has the ball taken away by Allie Vaughn, and they're going to call a jump ball in the situation. So it goes to Lady Indians will get the basketball. On the jump ball, alternating possession. I apologize to you folks and watching on pay-per-view. I forgot to stick the plug in tonight. My bad. I'll do better next time. 6-2, Lady Indians in the lead here in the first quarter. And Fort Recovery with the ball. Inbounds pass to Kiki Wendell after New Knoxville knocked it out of bounds. Kiki takes it across the timeline. Passing on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp in the lane. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes to Brenna Holman on the right wing. Dribbling back out top. Still dribbling the ball. Passing right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki looks for a teammate. New Knoxville's defense pretty tough here. Basket here would make it an 8-2 score. Fort Recovery up by 6 if they can get it. Kiki Wendell right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige outside to Allie Vaughn. Top of the key between the circles. Allie dribbles down to the free throw line. In the lane. Passes out to Brenna Holman on a 3. It's a little short. No good. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. To Morgan Leffel. Leffel brings it down across the timeline. She's a senior. This group of girls is a very athletic group of girls. Outstanding volleyball season this year. And again, excellent basketball season going. There's an air ball by New Knoxville. Paige Fortkamp with the rebound. Kiki Wendell on the left side to Brenna Holman. Holman out near the center circle. Passes to Kiki Wendell between the circles. Goes back to the left. Feeds to Allie Vaughn. A three-pointer is no good. A little short. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Here come the Lady Rangers. Here's Leffel firing it up and no good as she's fouled by Whitley Randall. Whitley banged her shoulder against the padding at the end of the basketball court. It's the bad thing about this court here on the south end. It's only about 4 feet away. The wall's only about 4 feet away from the baseline. Here's Leffel with the free throw, and she hits the first one. Nice-looking shot there for Morgan Leffel, and that's her first point of the game. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Also, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Leffel's second free throw was also good. It's 6-4. New Knoxville has cut the gap to 2 points. Allie Vaughn outside. Goes right. Stops. Shut off by the New Knoxville defense. Back out to Kiki. Kiki Wendell at the free throw line and threw it away. Intended to pass to Brenna Holman on the left wing, and the pass went over the head of Brenna. 3:03 left to go on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Take advantage of Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. A great block by Whitley Rammel there. Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Kiki Wendell back out front. Dribbling to the left. Indians have been in a little slump here last few minutes with no scoring. Inside to Rammel. There's Paige Fortkamp at the free throw line, and she scores. That's Paige's first basket of the evening. I think that's about the first time Whitley Rammel's even touched the ball on offense a moment ago, as New Knoxville has her really boxed up. Here's a ball knocked away by Brenna Holman and Whitley Rammel. Brenna passing down. Here's Rammel scoring. Give Allie Vaughn the assist. Whitley Rammel the basket. And head coach Tim Hagemeyer of the New Knoxville Lady Rangers calls timeout. We'll be back with more in just a moment after we pause for this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Score is 10-4. Lady Indians with the lead here as we resume action in the first quarter of play. Again, brought to you by Kaup Pharmacy. Thanks for shopping Kaup Pharmacy over the holidays. They're here to serve you 365 days of the year. Kaup Pharmacy. New Knoxville with the ball. They go inside to Leffel. She turns. Had the shot, but decided not to take it. Back over to Leffel. Back on the left side. Allie Vaughn swipes it out of the sky. Down she comes on the right side to Kiki Wendell. Back to Allie. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Brenna Homan. Back out to Paige. Fires a three. It's a little off. No good. And rebound, Brenna Homan. There's Whitley Rammel. Yes! Whitley Rammel makes it a 12-4 Fort Recovery lead here in the first quarter of play with a minute 22 to go in the quarter. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Owen Moorman, the producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Right side shots up, no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Nope, it's up for grabs. Picked up finally by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn brings it down the court across the timeline. Vaughn to the left. Paige Fortkamp, no good. Rebound, Brenna Homan. There's Kiki Wendell, no good on a 10-footer. Rebound, Kiki, good. Indians flying here, 14-4 lead in the first quarter of play over the undefeated New Knoxville Lady Rangers. New Knoxville with the basketball. Out front with it there. Leffel with it. She'll pass it off. Comes back over to Ellie Gable. And underneath, and it's no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Is getting loose inside was Haley Fletterjohn, and she is going to the free throw line. She has yet to score this evening, so this will be her chance to get on the board. Personal foul was called on Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan. Free throw's up and good. Carson Hinchin comes in the game, and taking a break will be Leffel. Morgan Leffel goes out. Free throws up and good again. Two nice free throws by Fletterjohn to make it a 14-6 score. Indians on top by 8 points. Fort Recovery with the ball. 15 seconds to go. He'll take the last shot here. Allie Vaughn has it knocked away and stolen by New Knoxville. New Knoxville will take the last shot, maybe. Here's a pass on the left side, driving underneath. It's up and no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Indians on top after one. Thanks to Kaup Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you that Kaup Pharmacy has a handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. When it comes to handicap medical equipment, they have it all there at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll return with the second quarter of play. Indians on top, 14-6.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We have a score of 14-6. Indians on top by 8. New Knoxville with the ball, and they lost it out of bounds. Went out of the fingertips of Haley Fletterjohn and flew out of bounds. Head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann. And longtime Tim Hagemeyer at the helm of the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. He's done a great job in coaching basketball. Kiki Wendell fell down and called for traveling. Just as she got the ball, she slipped and fell down and called for traveling. Not too many turnovers, really, for Fort Recovery tonight so far. I haven't been keeping track, but really very few. With the ball is Ellie Gable. Passing on the right to Fletterjohn. Back to Gable. Gable goes down the lane, pops the shot, and scores. Ellie Gable gets her first basket of the evening to make it 14-8. New Knoxville back to within 6 points. It was 14-4 at one time. Lady Indians on top. Here's Mara Pearson, who's in the game now for the Indians, over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs it up, dribbling the basketball. Right side pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looking for a teammate, dribbling. Passes outside to Mara Pearson on the left wing. There's Paige Fortkamp. Brings it back out top to Kiki. Kiki down low to Whitley Rammel, back out top to Fortkamp, rather, who's open from three, misses the shot. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Indians have been getting some breaks on the bounce of the ball tonight on the rebounding. Here is Allie Vaughn inside, and she's going to be called for traveling. And Allie pleads the case that I was hacked, Mr. Official, but no sympathy there, as we all know, never happens. 14-8, 6-point lead for Fort Recovery. New Knoxville can cut it down to 4, or maybe even 3. Outside, there is Ellie Gable with the ball, passing on the left. There's Leffel firing and missing. Rebounds tipped around. Mara Pearson comes down with it on the missed shot by Morgan Leffel. Here's Allie Vaughn driving the lane. No good. And they're going to call a blocking foul on New Knoxville. Boy, that one could have gone either way. And they're going to whistle that one on Ellie Gable. That's her first personal foul. Allie Vaughn stepped the line. At the line is Allie Vaughn. Allie's yet to score tonight. She will have two shots here. First one is in the air, and it is no good off the back of the rim. She will have one more. Allie Vaughn, one of the seniors for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, puts it up, and it is good. Speaking of seniors, they honor the senior swim team members tonight before the game, and we'll be running down that lineup of senior swimmers at halftime of the game tonight. So stay tuned for that. Outside is New Knoxville's Ellie Gable. Passes inside to Morgan Leffel, and she lays it in. Inside to Whitley Rammel, up and no good. And knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. It'll be given to New Knoxville. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind. New Knoxville with the ball. Inside it goes. Nice move up and in. Avery Hinchin scoring. And that cuts the lead to 3 points, 15-12. Full recovery still with the lead, and there's a foul called on New Knoxville before the shot. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. K K&L Tractor Sales and Service Scoreboard, 15 for Fort Recovery, 12 for New Knoxville. New Knoxville's undefeated in the conference at 3-0, undefeated on the year at 8-0. Fort Recovery 7-3 on the year and 3-1 in the MAC. So this is really a must-win for Fort Recovery as they expect to at least earn a piece of the conference championship this year. They really need to win out if they want to do that, be quite honest. Minster and New Knoxville both have 3-0 records in the conference going into this week. There's Rammel firing a baseline jumper. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Going to whistle that on Paige Fortkamp. Number one on Paige Fortkamp. Fort Recovery boys will be at New Knoxville tomorrow, and then they'll take on Botkins on Saturday. So they have a busy weekend. We'll be right back here to broadcast the Fort Recovery Mechanicsburg girls game on Saturday afternoon for you here on the radio. We invite you to tune in for that. And Knoxville lost the ball and taken away by Allie Vaughn on the floor, and she still grabs it away. Here's Kiki Wendell across the timeline. Shouts out some instructions to her teammates. Dribbling the basketball, and there is a offensive foul called on Fort Recovery. Must have been an illegal screen. Going to whistle that on Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. Number one on Allie. So New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel puts it into play. She has the ball back, passing in the left corner. Flutterjohn on the drive and scores. Oh, it rolls out. Went around the world 25 times and rolled out of there. And actually, I don't think that was Flutterjohn. I think that was Carson Hinchin. But anyway, Fort Recovery gets the ball. And there's a foul now called on New Knoxville. This is going to be whistled on the Rangers. Carson Hinchin gets called, her second personal foul. ...15-12, Lady Indians up by only three. It was 10 at one point, 14-4 early on. We're in the second quarter, 3:40 to go. Pass inside to Whitley Rammel. Paige Fortkamp got the assist. Whitley Rammel the basket. Whitley with 6 points on the night. Indians are led tonight. Here's a shot up on the left side, no good by Morgan Leffel. Rebound comes. Nope, I correct myself. That was Ellie Gable. Ellie Gable missed the shot. Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp back out to Mara Pearson, who's back in the game. Brenna Homan with it out front. Brenna dribbles to the right side to Mara Pearson. Mara looking, dribbling towards the hoop. Feeds off to, tried to feed off there to Kiki Wendell. She lost it, but the Indians got it back. And there she is, Brenna Homan on a three-point basket. Brenna with her first points of the night. And the Indians needed that. They bumped the lead back to 8 points now. And the ball is kicked by Paige Fortkamp. Out of bounds to New Knoxville. Lead is back to 8, 20-12. Fort Recovery on top here. There's the famous Darian Sheffer over there coming into the game. Looks like Reese Rogers coming in as well. Some of the old Indians from the past. Not too old, but there's an inside pass, and Whitley Rammels reaches around from behind and is called for the foul. Number two on Whitley. And she might come out. Yep, she is going to come out as Hope Wendell comes in and Whitley Rammel goes to the bench. Inbounds pass for New Knoxville. Corner shot is up and good on a three-point basket for Ellie Gable. She has 5 points on the night. Brenna Homan with the basketball. Over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige dribbling right side back out to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate, goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell backs it out. 2 minutes left to go in the first half on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Right side to Allie Vaughn. She'll dribble in the lane, stops, feeds to Hope Wendell, back out to Brenna. Brenna Holman over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige in the lane, pops the shot, off the glass, no good. Rebound comes to Fletterjohn for New Knoxville. With the basketball is Ellie Gable way out front, out to the center circle, dribbles in now, top of the key. Right side it goes on the wing. Bounce pass in underneath. Ball's tipped away, stolen from Avery Hinchin, and Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Allie Vaughn, comes down, feeds back to Brenna Holman. Kiki Wendell, and they tried to hit Paige Fortkamp on the right wing, and it was knocked out of bounds by Ellie Gable of New Knoxville. Don't forget, if your farm machinery needs repair, for outstanding farm machinery service, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Out to Brenna Holman. Brenna passing on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Allie Vaughn on the wing. Allie looks back outside to Kiki Wendell. Down to 56 seconds to go in the first half of play. Right side to Brenna Holman. Back out top. There's Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling the ball. Gives over to Paige Fortkamp. Drives down. Lost it, but picked up by Hope Wendell. Hope has it knocked away, but got it back. Paige Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell. Over in the corner, Allie Vaughn fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. There's a jump ball called. And Coach Tim Hagemeyer wanted over the back on Paige Fortkamp. He is not a happy camper. No call. Goes to Fort Recovery. 20-15. Indians lead by five. Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Outside to Brenna Holman. Here's Kiki Wendell with the basketball. Dribbles right, goes back left, feeds to Hope Wendell, back out top to Brenna Holman. Down to 20 seconds. Paige Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell, backs it up. Down to 15 seconds. K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Indians lead by five. Right side, Brenna Holman. Hope Wendell. Brenna Holman dribbles down, fires it up. No good, and she's going to be drawn. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul on Brenna Holman. Oh, my goodness. With 1 second to go. Ouch on that one. That's the second foul on Brenna. Here comes New Knoxville with the last second shot. It's almost in. Just barely missing that was Ellie Gable from half court. And so the score at the end of the second quarter, Fort Recovery leads the New Knoxville Lady Rangers 20-15. Not a great quarter for the Indians. Only 6 points there. Indians led 14-6 at the first quarter. At halftime, it's Fort Recovery 20 and New Knoxville 15. Fort Recovery trying to hand the New Knoxville Lady Rangers with their first loss of the year. Fort Recovery's record, an outstanding record also at 7-3. Again, New Knoxville came in tonight at 8-0. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Check them out, New Holland, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back at the halftime to take a look at the Fort Recovery swim team swimmers who were honored here tonight right after we pause for this.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians lead here at halftime over the undefeated New Knoxville Lady Rangers, 20-15. Let's take a look at the Fort Recovery senior swim team members who were recognized here tonight. That would include Michael Braun. Braun is the son of Roger and Janelle Braun. He has been a member of the swim team for 3 years. Accomplishments Michael is most proud of: becoming an Eagle Scout and enlisting in the U.S. Marines. After graduation, Michael plans to serve in the United States Marine Corps for 8 years. Again, that's Michael Braun. He's got the physique of a swimmer indeed. Tall and lean young man. Also, Ava Bupp. Ava's the daughter of Brian and Mindy Bupp. She has been a member of the swim team and track team for the past 4 years. Accomplishments Ava lists include being a state swim and track qualifier, being a record holder in a swim and track relay, and becoming a member of the National Honor Society. Ava Bupp plans to study speech pathology at an undecided college after graduation. That's senior Ava Bupp. Also a senior swimmer, Autumn Burke. Autumn is the daughter of Brett and Jenny Ellenberger. She has been a member of the swim team and a football cheerleader for 4 years, been in the marching band for 5 years, basketball cheerleader for 2 years, and on the track team for 1 year. Autumn lists the following things as the things she's most proud of: winning a MAC for swimming her freshman year, and going to districts sophomore and junior years for swimming. After graduation, Autumn Burke plans to major in dental hygiene at Youngstown State University. That's senior Autumn Burke. Also, Kiora Clark is the daughter of Craig and Tracy Clark. She's been a member of the swim team for 3 years. As of now, Kiora plans after graduation are still undecided. And that's senior Kiora Clark. Also, Paige Fortkamp. Of course, Paige is also a senior member of the basketball team. Paige, the daughter of Brian and Susie Fortkamp. She's been a member of the swim team for 3 years and a member of the volleyball and basketball teams for 4 years. Paige lists the following as her accomplishments. That includes appearing in 2 relay state finals for swimming, being MAC champs with basketball last year, being named District 8 Player of the Year for volleyball, and being named to the first team All-Ohio volleyball team twice. She plans to attend St. Francis University in Fort Wayne to continue playing volleyball and to major in nursing. That's Paige Fortkamp. Another senior swimmer, Katie McIntosh Toby. Katie's the daughter of Sean and Christy Toby and the late Jamie Edwards. She She has been a member of the swim team and a football cheerleader for 4 years and was a basketball cheerleader for 2 years. An accomplishment Katie is proud of is making the A and B honor roll. After graduation, Katie plans to attend Wright State Lake Campus at Salina with an undecided major at this point. That's senior Katie McIntosh Toby. Also a senior member of the swim team was Shelby Stallman. Shelby's the daughter of Marty and Jamie Stallman. She's been a member of the swim team and golf team for 4 years. Shelby lists the following as accomplishments. All-MAC for golf, also competing at golf districts this fall, and at district for swimming in 2019 and 2020. After graduation, Shelby plans to continue golfing at Bluffton University while majoring in biology, then plans to go on to dental school. That's senior Shelby Stallman. And also a senior on the team, but not able to attend here this evening, was Laura Hipple. So again, we salute the senior members of the Foot Recovery Swim Team, Michael Braun, Ava Bupp, Autumn Burke, Kyra Clark, Paige Fortkamp, Katie McIntosh, Toby, Shelby Stallman, and Laura Hipple. Looking at the scoring in the first half of play for Foot Recovery, they have 20 points in the game. Leading the team in scoring right now is Kiki Wendell, who has 8 points in the contest. Most of that came fairly early on. Whitley Rammel has 6. 3 points for Brenna Homan, 2 for Paige Fortkamp, and chipping in with 1 point was Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians at the free throw line have only been there twice, 1 out of 3. Let me correct myself, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for the Lady Indians. For the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, they have 15 points here at the half. They are led in scoring by Morgan Leffel, actually Ellie Gable with 5 points. Morgan Leffel has 4 points on 2 out of 2 at the line and 1 2-point goal. Avery Henschen with 4 points on 2 2-point goals, and Haley Fletterjohn with 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. So New Knoxville hasn't been to the line much either tonight, but they've made the most of it. They're 4 out of 4 at the free throw line this evening. Again, Lady Indians led at the first quarter, 14-6. At one time, they had a 14-4 lead. At halftime, the lead's been cut down to 5 at 20-15. We'll be back with the second half of play coming up at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
For Recovery in New Knoxville, MAC basketball tonight. Very important game in the conference. New Knoxville's 3-0. Fort Recovery's 3-1. If the Lady Indians hope to be in the mix for the conference championship this year, they need to win this game tonight. Not that it's totally over if they don't win, but it's going to be tough. Minster's 3-0 on the year also, as New Knoxville. And there's one other team, and it slips my mind which one it is, who's also only one loss, so you had 4 teams with either one loss or no losses in the MAC so far. And, of course, it's real early, really early on here. New Knoxville has the ball. This is the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan, number 3. She probably was going to come out of the game. So far, she's still in there. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And here's a missed shot, but the rebound back up and in by New Knoxville. Getting the basket was Avery Henschen. That's her 6th point of the night. She's wearing a big brace on her knee there. Brenna Homan with the basketball, right side. Passing back out to Paige Fortkamp. Into Whitley Rammel, turns, fires, hits. Whitley gets her 8th point of the evening. makes the score 22-17. Here's an inside shot for Gable for New Knoxville's no good. And then the rebound, New Knoxville, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Morgan Leffel got the rebound. Paige Fortkamp picks up her second personal foul. Going to the line is Morgan Leffel with two shots. First one's in the air and no good. She was two out of two at the line earlier tonight. One more for Morgan. Morgan's another senior on this New Knoxville team. That's also up and good. Actually, Morgan is the only senior on this team. The rest of the girls are all juniors. So they are loaded coming back next year for volleyball and basketball. Inside to Whitley Rammel. She scores. Give Allie Vaughn the assist. 10 points now for Whitley Rammel. That may be our magic touch tonight, is give Whitney the ball inside and let her score. 24-18 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Shots up and good. That makes the score now 24-20. Scoring on that play was Avery. No, let's see. Who was that? I believe that was Ellie Gable who scored on that last basket there for New Knoxville, giving her 7 points on the night. Indians with the ball. They lead by four, 24-20. Led by five at the half. Their biggest lead in this game was 10 points at 14-4. Ooh, Allie Vaughn with the ball. Little collision there between Vaughn and Morgan Leffel, but no call. Paige Fortkamp back out to Allie Vaughn, and there's a travel call on Allie Vaughn. Morgan Leffel's had a tough time. She ended up on the floor there. Been bumped around here. New Knoxville with the basketball, leading, Indians leading 24-20 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. For your corn marketing, just call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Back outside around the horn. Over on the left side it goes to Ellie Gable. Back out top to Morgan Leffel. Over on the right there's Carson Hinchin. Carson goes back out to Gable, fires a shot. It's an air ball, no good. Air ball for Ellie Gable on a three-pointer. Indians have the basketball back, still leading 24-20 in the Cooper Farms third quarter, trying to hand New Knoxville their first loss of the year. Kiki Wendell with the basketball. Stopped, passing on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Back on the left it goes to Paige Fortkamp. There is Kiki Wendell. Cross-court pass to Fortkamp. Open, firing, hitting. Three-point basket for Paige Fortkamp. Wide open on the right side, giving her five on the night. And it's 27-20. Lady Indians up by seven. There is a shot by Gable up and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Brenna Homan. Timeout is called by the Lady Indians. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by seven, 27-20. Lady Indians have the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Knoxville trails Fort Recovery by seven, and the Indians have the basketball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Again, we'll be back here on Saturday to bring you the Fort Recovery Mechanicsburg game on Saturday afternoon. That should be about a 1:30 start time. We'll have that here on 100.9 on your FM dial. IU is playing tonight, I think, on the AM side tonight at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. So timeout is over. Indians have the ball. No pressure by New Knoxville. Brenna Homan will toss it in from the far end. Comes in to Kiki Wendell, and the Kiera will bring it down. Across the timeline. Top of the key. Right side it goes. And miscommunication there between Kiki and Allie Vaughn. And Kiki thought Allie was going to come out for the ball, and she did not. And it went out of bounds. Untouched. So New Knoxville gets the ball on the turnover. 27-20. Rangers down by 7. Going inside, back up and in. Avery Henson gets her 8th point of the night. She leaves her team in scoring. It's 27-22. Kiki Wendell left to Brenna Homan. 3-point land. Doesn't look for the shot. Here's Kiki Wendell. Corner shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Getting the board there was Morgan Leffel. She'll bring it down across the timeline. Back outside, passes on the right wing. There's Haley Fletterjohn with it. Back out top it goes to Melissa Waterman. On the left to Ellie Gable. Back out top to Waterman. No, that was Fletterjohn, rather. Now there's Gable with the ball. Here's Leffel. Right side to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn tries to bounce pass inside, and Brenna Homan kicked the basketball. Out of bounds to New Knoxville. Here comes Carson Henshin in the game. And Morgan Leffel will get a rest. Tim Hagemeyer, long-time coaching record. Head coach of the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Here's an inside shot up and no good. Partially blocked by Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side, Brenna Homan. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Allie's looking for a teammate. Now dribbles the ball. Stops. In trouble. Hands it off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki takes the ball down to the baseline and tries to put it up. They're going to call a foul on New Knoxville. And it's going to be 2 shots here for Fort Recovery. Another questionable call against New Knoxville. Coach Hagemeyer's got his workout tonight. I think he'd like to hand the officials some glasses. Kiki Wendell at the line. Up and no good off the back of the rim. Kiki is 1 of 2 at the line now tonight. She'll have one more here. Indians up by 5, 27-22. Spins the ball, lets it fly. It's no good again. Rebound chased down by Morgan Leffel of New Knoxville. Leffel will bring it down across the timeline. Over it goes to Ellie Gable. Gable out at the center circle, dribbles to the right. This goes all the way down and lays it up and good. Off the glass and in. Gable with her 9th point of the night. Making it 27-24. Indians on top only by 3. Brenna Homan to Kiki Wendell. Kiki to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Brenna Homan. Inside it goes to Whitley Rammel. Lost it out of bounds. And they say it went off of New Knoxville. I think New Knoxville might have got a break. Or I should say Fort Recovery might have got a break on that one as well. Outside deep to Brenna Homan. Top of the key. Dribbles the ball. Goes left. Hands off to Paige Fortkamp. Almost lost it. Back out to Kiki Wendell. There's Homan. 3-point shot does not go. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Getting the board for the Rangers there was Avery Henshin. Out front, Ellie Gable. Back to Henshin. That's Avery Henshin. Carson Henshin's also in the game. Right side it goes to Morgan Leffel. Tries to feed into Avery Henshin, and the foul's called on Whitley Rammel. Number 3, is it? Yes. Number 3 on Whitley Rammel. So we've got Brenna Homan and Whitley both with 3. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Shots blocked by Whitley Rammel and squibbles loose and picked up by Paige Fordkamp. Kiki Wendell down to Paige. Paige looks inside. Back out to Paige. Three-point shot. In and out, no good. That's her shot, but didn't go. Rebound, Carson Hinchin. Hinchin will hand off to Ellie Gable. Gable down across the timeline. Minute 21 left to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. New Knoxville could tie or draw to within one here. Underneath, it's up and no good by Fletterjohn. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Down to Whitley Rammel. Rammel threw it away. That was tipped by Fletterjohn, and New Knoxville came out with it. Down underneath it goes to Morgan Leffel, and she's fouled by Whitley Rammel, I think. And if so, that's number four. Yes, it is. Nope, I correct myself. It was Allie Vaughn. Whitley Rammel and Allie Vaughn were there together, so they gave the foul to Allie Vaughn. That's number two on her. At the line goes Morgan Leffel. First free throw's no good. Morgan was 3 out of 4 at the line before that one. Now she is 3 out of 5. Homan and Rammel both go out as we're near the end of the third quarter here. Both of them have 3 fouls. This is up and good this time by Leffel. So she is 4. Let's see, 4 out of 6 at the line for Morgan Leffel. 27-25, Indians on top by only 2 now. New Knoxville scored 5 points in a row here to cut the lead from 7 down, and the Lady Indians throw it away. Hope Wendell passed over to Kiki Wendell, but the problem, Kiki had left her spot, and when she passed to Kiki, there was nobody there. Tipped away by Kiki Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson, and she is fouled. Fouls on Fletterjohn, Haley Fletterjohn. Out of bounds, not the 1-1 yet. That is only the second foul on New Knoxville. Fort Recovery has 4 fouls in this half. Kiki Wendell passes out deep to Mara Pearson. Mara on the left to Kiki Wendell, down to 31 seconds. Kiki drives in, puts it up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Ellie Gable. Gable picks up her second foul of the night. And that'll send Kiki Wendell to the line. Has not been a good night for Kiki. 1 out of 3 so far. This one is good, though. 2 out of 4 now. She will have one more. Number 20, Kiki Wendell, a senior member of this Indian team. It's good. Only one senior on this undefeated New Knoxville team. That's Morgan Leffel. Leffel is a key player of the team, no question about that. New Knoxville has a ridiculously low number of girls in the high school. It's amazing they can have this kind of a team. And the ball's lost by Gable, and they're going to call a jump ball as it's on the floor. And it goes to Fort Recovery with only 1 second to go. Well, that's probably not a good thing. Because we'll have to give it up to start the fourth quarter of play. New Knoxville will get it right back. Inbounds pass to Kiki Wendell, and that's the end of the quarter. So at the end of 3, these two teams are battling away here. It's Fort Recovery 25, correction, Fort Recovery 29, New Knoxville 25, a 4-point lead for Fort Recovery. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Action back in New Knoxville with the ball knocked away by Allie Vaughn. Picked up by Whitley Rammel. Now it's loose again. And New Knoxville comes up with the ball and a foul's on Whitley Rammel. Number four on Whitley. Oh, my. Well, you can't say don't play aggressive. And Whitley will go to the bench. In comes Hope Wendell to replace her. 7:51 to go here in the first, or in the fourth quarter of play, I should say. And Indians on top by four, 29-25. Here's Ellie Gable with the ball. She'll pass down low. Turnaround shots up and no good. Rebound, Carson Hinchin, and she scores. Carson Hinchin gets her first basket of the night, and that cuts the lead back to two at 29-27. Lady Indians just out of sync here in the second half offensively. New Knoxville is playing very aggressive defense, and Fort Recovery is not able to get hardly anything at all. Allie Vaughn will stop, passing to Hope Wendell. Open, it's no good. Too long. Rebound comes to Ellie Gable of New Knoxville. And across the timeline, top of the key. Works her way to the right side. Down along the lane. And the ball is knocked away by Hope Wendell. And the foul is going to be called on Hope. It's foul number six. It'll be out of bounds. Next one will be 1-1. New Knoxville is trying to keep their unbeaten streak alive here. They're 8-0 and 3-0 in the league. Fort Recovery 7-3 and 3-1 in the league. Their only loss to St. John's. Inside up, no good. Down comes to Allie Vaughn as Avery Hinchin missed that one underneath. We need to get Allie Vaughn in the scoring mix here. Oh, there's an offensive foul on Allie Vaughn. She set a pick. And crashing into her was Avery Hinchin. Offensive foul on Vaughn. That's number three on her. And a little bit of foul trouble tonight. Coach Holly Gann going to have to try to figure out what to do here. Carson Hinchin goes in to Morgan Leffel. Fletterjohn with it back on the left to Carson Hinchin. There's Ellie Gable with the ball, number 32. Goes one way, goes the other way, pops it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp for recovery. Indians hanging on here somehow. They're not scoring, though. That's the bad thing here. Kiki Wendell with the ball. 29-27, Indians on top by two. Just not getting any kind of a decent shot. New Knoxville being very aggressive on defense. And there's a foul inside. It's going to be on New Knoxville this time. Foul's on Haley Fletterjohn. Number two on Fletterjohn. Kiki Wendell will toss the ball in underneath. 5:57 remaining in the game. Big conference game here tonight. Big game for both these teams. Allie Vaughn back outside. Dribbling the ball, wants to go, but can't find an opening. Here's Kiki over to Mara Pearson. Paige Fortkamp down low to Allie Vaughn, open and scores. There we go. Allie Vaughn gets her first field goal of the night. And that makes it 31-27, a much needed field goal for the Indians. Here's Leffel passing inside. No, correction, that was Gable passing inside to Leffel. And Leffel scores inside. That makes the score now 31-29. Back to a two-point game again. Kiki Wendell with the ball on the left. Allie Vaughn was open that last time around. That was one of the rare open shots the Lady Indians have been able to find against this aggressive New Knoxville defense. Paige Forkamp on the left side. It goes to Kiki Wendell. Cross-court pass to Mara Pearson. Pops the shot, no good, and they're going to call a foul before the shot. Fouls on Carson Hinchin. That is number three on her. Only the fourth team foul. 4:54 to go in the ball game. Lady Indians leading by 2, 31-29. Lead was 10 points way back in the first quarter, 14-4, but ever since then, New Knoxville's been edging closer and closer and closer. There's the ball blocked out of bounds as Paige Fortkamp wanted to take a shot, and Avery Hinchin had a nice block on the play. Kiki Wendell will put it in play here. Looking for a teammate, goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn way on the left corner, dribbles in, passing right side to Kiki, out to Paige, back to Kiki. Now dribbles underneath, stops, fires, and misses, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Kiki Wendell will go to the line. She hit her last two at the free throw line. Avery Hinchin gets called for the foul. Number one on her. Here's Kiki Wendell. Spins the ball, lets it fly, and missed it. Again, Fort Recovery leads by 2, 29-27. One more coming here for Kiki. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and it is good. 32-29, Lady Indians up by three. New Knoxville with the ball. Out front is Ellie Gable. She will pass off to Avery Hinchin. Underneath it goes. And ball's bobbled around. Now it goes up and no good by Avery Hinchin, and it falls off the rim, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that one on Mara Pearson. So at the free throw line goes Avery Hinchin.
Avery Hinchin, 1, 2.
Puts it up and good. He will have one more. This could cut the lead down to one, which would be as close as they have been in a long time. Got it. 4:16 to go in this basketball game. It's Fort Recovery 32, New Knoxville 31. Timeout, New Knoxville. We'll be back in just a moment.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterly, our studio producer at the radio station, and Owen Mormon at the FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Mr. Neil Spencer here at the game site. Kiki Wendell brings it up for the Indians. Right side to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbles the ball. Looking for some help. Goes inside to Paige Fortkamp, and they're going to call a foul on New Knoxville. Out of bounds to the Indians. That's foul number... No, it's going to be 1-1. 1-1 for Paige Fortkamp. Called that on Ellie Gable. That's her third foul. The free throw's good by Paige. Way to go, Paige. We needed that one. One more here to give us a three-point lead. Indians right now lead 33-31. It's good again. Paige Fortkamp with 7 points on the night. Fort Recovery up by three with 3:53 to go in the game. Left side it goes to Haley Fletterjohn. Dribbling the ball. Goes right, goes left. Working against Kiki Wendell. Passes to Morgan Leffel. And Leffel tried to pass off, but it was stolen by Mara Pearson. Down it goes to Allie Vaughn. Missed it. Rebound on the deck. And a foul's call on New Knoxville. That's going to be whistled on the Rangers' Leffel. Morgan Leffel gets called for the foul. Number two on her. Here's Mara Pearson at the line. It's no good on the one and one, but got the rebound. Back up and no good again. Rebound Pearson back out to Brenna Holman. Inside to Pearson, back out to Fortkamp. Fires a three, doesn't go. Rebound Brenna, back up and no good. And she's fouled, and she'll be at the line. Brenna Holman goes to the free throw line for two shots. Haley Fletterjohn picks up the third personal foul for her. Down to 3:17. This would give the Indians a big five-point lead. Free throws up and good. Brenna Holman with the free throw. She'll have one more. Makes it 35-31. Carson Hinchin comes in, and taking a rest will be Melissa Waterman. One more for Brenna. Goes up and it is good again. Two perfect free throws. 36-31. Indians back to a five-point lead after the lead had shriveled down to only one. Out front with the basketball. Ellie Gable with it. Passes off. Here's Fletterjohn on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Mara Pearson. Coach Tim Hagemeyer of New Knoxville wanted that one to go down. It just wouldn't do it. She was open. Allie Vaughn. Left side to Brenna Holman. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the basketball. Hands off to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara's double teamed and timeout's called by Fort Recovery's Holly Gann. Timeout, Lady Indians. 2:34 left in the game. It's Fort Recovery 36 and New Knoxville 31. Indians on top.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, 36-31. Brenna Holman hit two big free throws a moment ago to give the Indians this five-point lead. She also had a three-point shot in the first half, so she has five on the night. Kiki Wendell with 11 points on the evening this evening. Indians have the basketball to start up here again after the timeout. Left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes right, goes left. Feeds to Paige Fortkamp in the corner. Can't get it to go down. That's her shot, but it wouldn't go. Here comes New Knoxville. Underneath to Avery Hinchin. Missed it. Hinchin got it back. Up and no good again. Rebound Carson Hinchin, and she scores. Carson Hinchin scores. It's timeout for New Knoxville. Coach Hagemeyer still perplexed on the lack of calls in some cases. 36-33 now, a three-point lead with 2:11 to go in the game. I'm not sure if New Knoxville has ever led in this game. If they did, it was really early. Just trying to recall if they did lead early, but they haven't led. I know if they did, it was from the early going. No, I remember we had a three-pointer to start the game, so they've never led. They've never led in this game. 36-33. Indians on top by three with 2:07 to go. Left side to Paige Fortkin. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Indians have Whitley Rammel back in the game now. Ball's loose, picked up by Vaughn to Kiki Wendell, and there is a timeout by Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians, 1:53 left to go, 36-33. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Only a 30-second timeout. Indians called that to save possession. They got in a little jam there. Down to 1:53, away from a big win here for the Indians. Allie Vaughn will toss it in to Kiki Wendell in the backcourt. Kiki across the timeline. Over to Allie Vaughn at the center circle. Goes to the right, comes back left. Passing to Paige Fortkamp on the right wing. Back out top to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling, stopping. Passing right side to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell. Brenna Homan back out to Kiki. Down to a minute 23 to go in the game. Allie Vaughn with it. Passing to Kiki Wendell. Cross-court pass to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp dribbling the ball. Back out to Allie Vaughn now. Down to a minute 5 to go in the game. Vaughn right side, Paige Fortkamp. Indians content on just eating the clock up here. There's a foul called on New Knoxville on Haley Fletterjohn. She fouled Kiki Wendell. Kiki's not a bad free thrower, but she's not the greatest. She's missed 3 free throws tonight and hit 4. So 4 out of 7. This one's up and good. Got that one when it counted. 37-33. Whitley Rammel's going to come out of the game so she doesn't pick up a foul on defense. Here's another one by Whitley by Kiki, and it's good. Kiki comes through with 2 huge free throws with a minute to go in the game. 38-33, Fort Recovery up by 5. Left side to Fletterjohn, 3-pointer, good. Haley Fletterjohn cans a 3. That's her first basket of the evening, and that cuts it to a 2-point game. 38 for Fort Recovery, 36 for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. 46 seconds to go in this contest. We'll be back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 38-36, 46 seconds to go. Indians on top by 2, and they have the basketball. New Knoxville pressing full court here. Oh, Allie Vaughn dropped the ball. They didn't call her on a violation there, but she got lucky on that one. Paige Fortkamp to Allie Vaughn, back to Paige Fortkamp. Over to Allie Vaughn on the left. And there's a foul now on New Knoxville. 34 seconds remaining. That's going to be whistled on Ellie Gable, number four on the find guard from New Knoxville. Here's Allie Vaughn at the line, and she got the first one. She's two out of three tonight. This would be a four-point lead if she can get this. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good again. Another timeout. Fort Recovery calls timeout this time. Fort Recovery 40, New Knoxville 36, 34 seconds to go. Indians on top. We'll be back.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, here we go. 34 seconds left to go in this MAC game. Huge game for the Indians and the New Knoxville Rangers. New Knoxville's 3-0. They're tied for the league lead with Minster, who's 3-0. Fort Recovery's 3-1 in the league. New Knoxville needs to get a shot off in a hurry here. They're running out of time. Haley Fletterjohn. Oh, inside it goes, or not inside, but just outside the... Just at the three-point line. Let's see if they give that a three or a two. That was a two-point shot for Morgan Leffel as she hit it. Give her 10 points on the night now. Morgan Leffel hits a three just inside the three-point line with 17 seconds left. It's 40-38. Fort Recovery leads by two, and a timeout's been called by New Knoxville. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, 39-26. Lady Indians were led in the JV game by Mara Pearson, who had 11 points in the contest. 8 points for Grace Guggenbiller. 7 points for Alexis Wendell. Total of 5 points for Callie Wendell, chipping in with... Two was Elizabeth Allard, two for Kenzie Garkey, and 4 points for Faith Wendell. Indians trying to keep their hopes alive of winning the MAC title again this year, and they need to win this game. Two losses would make it pretty much impossible to win the league this year. One, maybe? Probably not two. Too many good teams, and there's a foul on New Knoxville. I'm going to call that one on New Knoxville's Melissa Waterman. And she immediately fouled Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell going to the free throw line with two more free throws. She's hit her last three in a row. Has 12 points on the night. Would be nice to get to 14 here. Give us a four-point lead. The free throw's good. That's a big one. That makes it a three-point lead at 41-38 with only 16 seconds left. This would be a two-possession lead here. Kiki can nail this one. It's up, and it is good. Got them both. Down to New Knoxville. There's Haley Fletterjohn missing a three. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. A foul's on New Knoxville. And this game is all but over. Fort Recovery leading 42-38 here. Going to the free throw line, Whitley Rammel steps up there. Whitley has not been there tonight. Now, she's not the greatest at the line, but she's been good in the clutch before. Let's see if she can can them here. Free throws up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. She will have one more. Still a two-possession game here with only 8 seconds to go, so this game should be in the bag for the Indians. Whitley Rammel puts it up and got that one. 43-38. There's a three-point shot by Gable, no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel, and that's the game. Indians lead from post to post to win this game 43-38 over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Fort Recovery goes to 4-1 in the MAC, 8-3 overall. New Knoxville drops to 8-1 overall and 3-1 in the MAC. Congratulations to the Lady Indians on a big win tonight. Fort Recovery over New Knoxville, 43-38. We'll wrap it up right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
. 2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians knock off the New Knoxville Lady Rangers tonight, 43-38, and Holly Gann is with us. And boy, Holly, that was a big win for you guys tonight.
I'm almost just in shock.
Oh, hang on just a second here. There you go.
Yeah, that was a huge win. We had every opportunity to stop playing, and, you know, those games, there's lots of highs, and, man, there's some low lows, but the girls' play came up, you know, and I told them, guys, this is one of those things that we've been working for, and this is something we've been talking about, and more importantly, we've just been really working on playing together, and so tonight, I just feel like we played together. There was not one person that was out for themselves. We were willing to do the extra things. We were constantly willing to push away those negative thoughts and that adversity to be able to push through. All the way to the end. Obviously, free throws late sealed the deal for us. So
yeah, sealed the deal indeed. Yeah. Kiki was Miss Cool there at the free throw line at the end.
Yes, she was. She was confident, and obviously there's not enough time to talk about Kiara and her leadership on the court and just how calm she is all the time and constantly keeps working. And defensively, I thought we looked pretty good. Definitely some things we got to work on, but for the most part, we played together. We were willing to change. We tried some 2-3 there just to kind of slow them down and switch things up. And not only did it come out in the end for us, but they just responded really well. So for a coach, I'm just tickled. I don't know what else to say, and I'm just so happy that we were able to pull that off together.
Well, and from start to the end, I don't think they ever had the lead on you guys. You led all the way.
In a game like this, you were for sure that momentum was just going to swing once. But we were able to be calm, cool, and collected, be able to push through, especially when we needed to it. So I think our physical game to this, got to them eventually. And so, yeah, great team win. Obviously, Coach Vaughn and Coach Guggenbeller, we did a lot of talking and a lot of discussion to see and make sure that we were making the right moves. And we had to make some deals there in the beginning to just make sure that we trusted in the process of what our game plan was and stick to it. So.
And you got a little bit of foul trouble there towards the end, but weathered through it and did a nice job of subbing in and out.
Again, Mara came off the bench, and she just gave us big, big minutes. She came in, she made some steals, she rebounded. She came in and gave us great minutes, and obviously Witt's playing hard. And like I said, Paige and Allie and Brenna and Hope and everybody there. It's just not one person. We just got that great team that everybody just dreams to have, so...
Well, it was almost a must-win tonight if you hope to repeat as MAC champions. Not that you couldn't win with two losses, but it would be awful tough to win this league with two losses the way it is this year.
The way it is every year, I think, is anymore. I think that talent and that drive to be successful just grows and grows and grows, and obviously we want it. We know what it feels like. We've been working hard enough over break, and so obviously, yes, we knew that this was the first mile marker for our journey to back to that MAC chance. So,
well, congratulations. Again, that final score, folks, 43-38. Once again, you had decent scoring balance tonight, 14 from Kiki and 11 from Whitley. Then chip in with Paige Fortkamp with 7. Brenna Holman had 6 big points and 5 for Allie Vaughn. And a big win for Fort Recovery by 5 points this evening. They got back to within 1. Were you a little concerned there?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, so yes.
Yeah, they were sneaking up on us, but it seemed like the Lady Indians, every time they came at us, we came back with an answer.
It's a different type of composure. So, good teams win big, right? It's easy to win big, but great teams can finish at the end, and so...
Team. Yeah, well, congratulations. We will see you on Saturday against Mechanicsburg.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, take care. That's Holly Gamm, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We win tonight 43-38 over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Let me give you the scoring again. First of all, the quarter scores. Fort Recovery led 14-6. Their biggest lead of the game came in the first quarter when it was 14-4 at one point. But New Knoxville kept clawing back. At halftime, it was a 5-point game, 20-15. New Knoxville cut it to 4 at the end of 3, 29-25. Lady Rangers got back to within 1 at late in the fourth quarter, but the Lady Indians pull away, win 43-38. Once again, Kiara Wendell was the leading scorer with 14 points. She had 1-3, had 2 two-point goals, and the rest of them were all free throws. She hit on 3-6. 6 out of 9 at the free throw line. And, she hit on 8 out of 11 at the free throw line, including her last 5 in a row there at the end. Again, 11 points for Whitley Rammel. She had 5 two-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line, including a free throw at the end to help seal the deal. Brenna Holman with 6 points on the night, including a 3-pointer and 3 free throws. And it was Paige Fortkamp with 7 points. She had a 2, a 3, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Allie Vaughn had 5 points on a 2-point goal and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. For the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, they were led in scoring tonight by the following, and that would be, leading the way was Avery Henschen with 10, and Morgan Leffel had 10. 9 points for Ellie Gable. So outstanding balance between those three. 5 for Haley Fletterjohn and 4 points for Carson Henschen. Again, Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity game, the B game, 39-36. Leading the way, once again, Mara Pearson. Mara's only a freshman. She had a lot of varsity time tonight, too. She had 11 points on the night, 8 for Grace Guggenbiller, 7 points for Alexis Wendell, 5 for Callie Wendell, 4 for Faith Wendell, and 2 apiece for Elizabeth Allig and Kenzie Garkey. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. We really appreciate it. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as, again, they top the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. And now the two teams are tied with a 3-1 record in the MAC Conference. New Knoxville's first loss of the year. They're 8-1 overall. Indians go to 8-3 overall. Again, we'll have the Mechanicsburg game on Saturday right here on the radio at 100.9. Should be about 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. For our fine sponsors, for Coach Gann, for our studio producers, Neil Spencer and Owen Mormon for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Eric Catterly for the radio station WPGW, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.